From JMI Wealth, Wednesday morning. Andrew Kelleher, how are you?
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
We spending?
We are, actually, funnily enough. I mean, at the moment, we're running around and we're collecting all this market and an economic situation, sort of trying to get a feel how the situation is going to play out. And you've got these big economic events swirling around the world at the moment, haven't you, Mike? You've got these big macroeconomic issues, little old New Zealand, and how are we being buffeted by those currents? Well, if you look at some of the recent data, manufacturing was a bit mixed, building work put in place was a bit soft, business confidence is stalled. But yesterday we had a look at retail spending, and yes, it looks like we've got the plastic out. Business confidence might be down the dumps, but we're there. It's stronger than expected. Most retail industries saw increased spending in August. Total spending ending up 1.3% month on month, 3% on the year. Retail spending, if we take retail spending out of total spending, it's up 1.1% and 2.8% year on year. That's seasonally adjusted. So that is a little bit of a surprise. We saw a bit of a fall in petrol prices, which I'm now reliably told has been reversed. Petrol's more expensive today. I'm not sure why. But that fall in petrol prices, it just might have freed up a bit of discretionary spending. Five of the six retail industries saw spending rise. So that's durables, that's hardware, furniture, appliances, stuff. That was up 1.7%. Hospitality up 1.5%. Everyone's in the bars. And apparel up 4.5%. Who'd have thought? So we sort of have to ask the question, has the 50 basis point cut had an effect? That the OCR was reduced on the 7th of August. I think it's probably still a bit too early to tell. I mean, some of the banks out there, Mike, I see ANZ has revised the cash rate forecast down to 0.25%. So they see a lot more monetary policy accommodation. But the global risk's very much out there. But lower interest rates, are they getting us into our wallets? Well, at this stage, maybe.
Yeah, interesting. I saw something out of Australia yesterday said home lending was up based on the same sort of theory across the Tasman, but they're down in the dumps. And I mean, business feeling across the Tasman doesn't seem that sharp at all.
No, business confidence, business sentiment. We talked a lot about it here, and the headline numbers here are soft, and even business views of their own activity are starting to weaken. And there's been, you know, some dismissing of these numbers because of a perceived political bias in the responses. But if we look across the Tasman, yeah, this shabby business confidence, not just a Kiwi thing, the Australian business sentiment took a real hit in August, and they've had tax cuts. They have had the tax relief. They've got new sort of business-friendly government, but the gauge of business confidence there fell from a +4 to +1. The long-run average is +6. The conditions index, that's hiring, sales, profits, that also got hit, went to -1. That's a 5-year low. That's well above the long-run average as well. Fell in all the states. Mining's looking okay, but the retail sector sentiment is deeply negative. So lower interest rates probably on the way across the Tasman too. And I do keep saying it, Mike, but I keep reiterating it. They're an important trading partner. That's where the bulk of the tourists come from. And economically robust Australia is good for us.
That is true. Jack Ma not looking for work. What will he do? Buy an island and sit in the sand?
Well, me and him, we're virtually the same people, and we're both turning 55 this week.
Same people.
We're basically the same people, except that he's decided to step away from full-time work. Yeah, I mean, this guy's worth $65 billion, Mike. Just look at this. He's stepping away from being CEO, so that's the big story at the moment. And the guy that's coming, and that was yesterday. Yesterday was his last day at work. The guy coming in is the sort of finance, they call him the sort of finance wizard behind Jack Ma, called Daniel Zhang. Very different from Ma. Zhang was a bit of an extrovert. Sorry, Ma was a bit of an extrovert, but Zhang apparently not. But Jack Ma started that business in his apartment in 1999, and he's now got $65 billion.
Not bad,
You've got to take your hat off to the guy, haven't
not
you?
Not bad. What are the numbers?
Dow Jones down 47 points as we look at it, 26,787, that's 0.18%. S&P 500 down 10, 2967, and the NASDAQ down about 0.5%, 8044. The FTSE 100, as you say, Mike, the FTSE 100 has barely flickered through all of the Brexit debate. It's up 32 overnight, 7267, 0.44%. The Nikkei 21392 up 74. Shanghai Composite down small, 3021. The Aussies didn't like that business number yesterday. They're down 34.6614, about 0.5% loss. We also lost 0.5% on the NZX 50 yesterday, down 60. 11142 on the currencies. On the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will get you 0.6422 US, 0.9354 Aussie, 0.5813 euro, £0.5200, 68.98 yen. Gold, $1,492.39. And Brent crude, $62.48.
You're a winner, even if you do have to still schlep your way through a day at the office. Well done. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealthy and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.